but I own all the utilities, so it's actually times 10.
Board Games on 95BFM. Our weekly chat with Waitemata local board head Pippa Coombe.
Indeed. So we are again rejoined by Pippa Coombe, which is great. We've been on a bit of a hiatus, as you may have noticed, but it's been great. It was good to talk to her, the head of the Waitemata local board, about what's been going on in the area. So I kind of started by asking her to bring us up to speed with everything.
I guess it's getting to the end of the term for the local board and revving up for election. So there's members retiring and then members who are going to be sticking around and wanting to continue with projects. And we've also signed off our budget for the year, so for the next, this financial year that we're in, 1920, and our work program. So that's a big, significant piece of work. Well, it's a significant piece of work to confirm what projects we're going to be taking forward for the next year.
Right, so what projects are being taken forward?
So we have quite an extensive work program. So there's projects in there like new playground upgrades, completing the upgrade of Hobson Bay Walkway is a big project. Doing an upgrade of Heard Park, and there's a Plunkett rooms there that we're going to renovate. We're going to continue with our program in terms of having $150,000 allocated to community grants and to events. And we've also got quite an extensive stream restoration program. So we're restoring streams, or assisting in the restoration of streams in Newmarket, in Grafton Gully, Waipapa in Parnell, and at Motions Creek as well.
Oh, it sounds, all sounds like it's kicking off. It's all getting to go, well, all the sign-off's been approved at least. So why is it important to, or why is the local board, the Waitemata local board, decided that it's important to designate money to saving streams?
Well, we're all about the local. I mean, that's what local boards do, and we can pick up on community projects and assist with them and get stuff done locally. So with stream restoration, I mean, there's a big focus on cleaning up our waterways, and I think the community is very conscious that we need to do lots more planting, and we've got quite a few neglected streams in our areas, in our area, because of, you know, being in the city. A lot of our streams have kind of been unloved for a long time and been built over and suffered a lot of pollution. So one of those streams that we're really excited about is through, just runs alongside Simon Street Cemetery, and we've been putting some funding into that, and already we've discovered eels are in that stream. So we're, you know, very excited to be able to kind of support restoration projects.
No, certainly. I think that's the presence of eels, I think, sounds like a good start. So we've been dotting around a few other local boards as well to see what else they're doing, just because obviously I think our listenership is not just limited to Waitemata, which is real cool, despite our location. And something that the faux local boards, so Inner West, have just announced over the last kind of 3 weeks is a Pacific People's Plan and an Ethnic People's Plan for kind of accommodating voice and getting more involvement from those communities in local politics. Would this be something that the Waitemata local board would be interested in adopting as well, or do you see it fit for the Waitemata board to adopt kind of similar plans and proposals?
Yeah, it's fantastic that the FOE board have initiated that and come up with some plans. I mean, we're very, very keen to engage across all of our communities, and we're very conscious that we have communities that haven't historically had much to do with local government, so absolutely something that it would be worth looking into.
Yes, yes. So how pressing do you think it would be for somewhere like the Waitemata local board to adopt something like this? Is this something that perhaps is FOE specific, or do you think that every local board across Auckland could be doing something similar?
Well, each local board represents quite different areas and different ethnic makeups, and in Waitemata we haven't got such a, you know, our population's quite distinct, and it hasn't been a push that we've identified that there is a need for a plan, but we absolutely would be, if that's something that the community would like to see happen, then that would be for the next local board to pick it up as an initiative in their next local board plan, which maps out what they're going to do for the next 3 years. But it's great. I mean, this is the whole thing with local boards, that we are meant to reflect our communities and to champion projects that have come up through the community. So you're going to find that local boards do things in different ways and pick up on different projects and have, you know, a different flavour.
Certainly. So would I be right in saying that you're standing for the Waitemata councillor role next, this coming election?
Well, I'm standing to be the councillor for Waitemata and Gulf. So that takes in most of the Waitemata local board area and also the Gulf Islands, which have two local boards, the Waiheke local board and the Aotea Great Barrier local board. So it's a different role. It's going to be a regionally focused role, and I'm not standing for the local board.
Right. So what differences do you think will you make in your approach to things if you are to be elected in this role?
Well, I'm keen to be part of the decision-making around the governing body table that takes a regional focus, so that we've got big issues in Auckland around our infrastructure, planning for growth, the investment that we need in housing and in transport, and the environment and cleaning up our waterways. And that's kind of the decision-making that happens at the governing body with the mayor. And at the same time, you know, trying to ensure that ratepayers are getting value for money. So pushing on with the efficiencies, with the delivery of council services, and making sure that we've got the right community assets across the region as well, and investing where there's the greatest need.
So something that's been in the news recently, and it doesn't affect the Waitemata local board necessarily, however, I think it's important just to understand your opinion on this, is there have been lines outside WIN's offices in Manurewa and for emergency grants. And one of the comments that were made, I believe, by Auckland Action Against Poverty, apologies to the listeners if I'm wrong on that, was that we shouldn't just be looking at the Ministry of Social Development, but we should also be looking at kind of the local electorates. I assume in that comment they were referring to kind of the MPs of the area, but do you think that the local boards should also be involved in supporting or trying to advocate for these people that are in these situations? Do you think this is also a local politics issue as well as a federal, or not federal because we're not in Australia, but a national government level?
Yeah. Well, the local board role is to advocate on behalf of the community, and absolutely can be taking up issues with the local MP. That relationship, though, with, say, with WINS or with social services is at the central government level, so we don't get to influence the decision-making or the policies, but we can be advocates, and I'm sure the local board there is concerned about what is happening outside the officers and people queuing up in the middle of the night. That would be a big concern if that was happening in my area.
That's not a ladder, that's an upside down snake.
Board games on 95 BFM.